Thanks for joining us here at AG Kolkata. We are the church with the open arms and we serve in the city of joy, Kolkata. It is our desire to reach out to those in need and to be instruments of effective change in a hurting world. If you like to learn more about us, you can simply go to www.agkolkata.org. We hope that you'll enjoy today's message.
Just before I share with you this morning a few thoughts, I am reminded of an activity we used to do in the youth group, and some of you would know it when I explain that to you. It's called the trust fall. What's this trust fall? In the trust fall, you'd require one person to fold their hands across their chest and simply fall back, right? No looking back, no turning back, but hands folded and just fall back. And now as you fall, you're hoping there would be someone, a friend, some volunteers, or sometimes even the youth pastor would get stuck at the back to make sure they catch the person. Because if they don't catch, then you're going to be injured. It was fun to see, you know, people being hesitant to fall. Some people would look back to see whether there are really people at the back or not. Or maybe you're just there, and then once you turn around and fold your hands, everybody disappears. Or the rapture takes place and no one's there. And then there were the smart ones. You know, the smart ones, they think they have solution to all the problem. The smart ones would stand very silently. And when you say, let's start, they would slowly, slowly take steps back, sometimes turn around. And when the time came to fall, they would actually not fall. Okay? Those were the smart ones. So that was the activity where you just had to fold your hands, close your eyes, and bang, you fall. And hopefully somebody catches you. But let me ask you a question. You know why that hesitancy happens? Yeah, think about it. I'll tell you why that happens. It happens because you and I go into a default mode. You know what a default mode is? A default mode is to follow sight. Oh, I see people there, so I'll fall back. That's our default mode. When you and I go into a default mode, we follow sight. We don't follow faith. I recently saw a billboard. We were driving the other day, and I saw a billboard, and the billboard said, seeing is believing. I won't ask you how many of you agree with that, but seeing is believing. And here this morning, the text that we have, the passage that we have, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, Apostle Paul encourages us to walk by faith and not by sight. Everybody help me out. Walk by, and you should say faith, all right? Walk by and not by? Great. You know, continue listening. Apostle Paul encourages us to walk by faith and not by sight. But now, what is faith? We've been hearing about what is faith these past 3 months, and I'm sure you heard it, it's registered in your head, in your heart, but just listen to it one more time. It's worth hearing it once more. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we don't see. What is this confidence? The confidence is a feeling or belief that someone can have faith in or rely on someone or something else. Confidence is relying on someone or something else. What is assurance? Assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence a promise. But this is true, friends. Even in our walk with Jesus, as Jesus followers, we need to hold on to hope and hold on to assurance. And here's why I say that. There are truths in God's word that remind us about how good, how faithful God is. And we know all of those things. God is always there. We know that. God never fails. Jesus never fails. We know all of His promises. His promise for protection, His promise for provision, His promise for grace. We know that He is our help in times of trouble. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, He is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Not some trouble, not when you purposely fall into trouble or when you don't know you're in trouble, but the Bible is so clear. It says He is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Yet when you and I face a circumstance, face a challenge, or when we feel like we are cornered, you know what happens? Our instinct of trying to take control sets in. Our instinct of trying to take control captures our heart. We want to feel like everything is under my control. I am not under anything's control, but everything is under my control. I have things in place. I have plan A, B, C, all in place, line up. But as followers of God, as followers of Jesus, as children of God this morning, we are called to walk by faith. We are called to walk by faith and not by sight. Now I know what some of you are thinking. Pastor, it's easy for you to stand up there and say walk by faith, but you don't know my situations. Well, I trust at the end of the message you will understand, or I'll help you, and you and I will walk together. And at the end of it, we'll say, I want to walk by faith. Let's look at what it means to walk by faith. What does it really mean for you and I as believers, for you and I as followers of Jesus, for you and I as ones who say, I trust in Jesus? What does walking by faith mean? Followers of Jesus are to live by faith. The question is, faith in what? What do I put my faith in, Pastor? What do I put my faith in? Where do I put my hope in? In short, let me tell you, Jesus. Full stop. There's nothing else you can add. There's nothing else you can subtract. But you and I need to put our faith and our hope only in Jesus alone. Though we have never seen Jesus, we place our hope in Him and center our lives around what He has done for us. We center our lives around what Jesus has helped us with, done for us, seen us through, walked us through. And we live by faith. We walk by faith. Let me go back to the text one more time. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. This is the calling not just some of us. This is a calling not placed on few people. This is a calling not placed on special people, but it's for every single one of us in this room. Whether you're sitting on the main floor, whether you're sitting in the balcony, your calling, my calling as children of God is to walk in faith, is to follow Jesus, is to cling on to the hope that Jesus offers you and I. This calling calls us to put our hope and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. Things might not always look good. Things might not always be the way you want it to be. Things might not always turn out the way you want it to turn out. There may be difficult days. There may be seasons of suffering and challenge. But rather than looking at what is seen and what we can see, Paul encourages us, you and I, even me included, to look at what is unseen and to put our hope and faith and walk with Jesus. Paul says, it doesn't matter what you see. Well, what matters is where your hope is. And he encourages you and I to put our hope and our faith in Jesus. Paul adds, on the contrast, when you and I don't walk by faith and we walk by sight, we walk into a lot of trouble. Now, Paul is not talking about just walking and living by sight in the sense, just walk and live by what you see. But what he's saying is, you and I are called to live by what we do not see, actually. The call is very simple. The understanding is very simple. Walk by faith. It means to walk not just by things that you and I see, but even in the things you and I do not see, and trust God and do His will. To walk by sight is to look at things around us and center our lives around those things, the here and the now. We get so caught up in the present as to what is happening here and now, and that is because you and I walk by sight. But this is not how you and I are called to live. This is not how you and I are asked to live. The Bible is so clear. It says, trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. You don't know where to go. You don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. Trust this morning in Jesus and He will help you. We must fight the urge of looking around what is around us instead of just holding on to Jesus and walking by faith. We look past how things might seem and appear instead of walking and trusting God and following where God is leading us. Walk by faith means to center our lives around Jesus. But on the contrast, walking by sight is when you and I center our lives around circumstances, situations, challenges, problems, and difficulties. Two contrasts for us this morning. Walk by faith, center our lives around Jesus. Or you and I walk by sight and center our lives around circumstances. Two C's. Christ, center our lives around Christ, or you center your lives. I center my lives around circumstances. Well, let me leave you with three lessons this morning. Three lessons from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 as to how you and I can walk this walk of faith. Remember, it's a walk. It's a process. You need to do it every single day. Every single time, every single month and year, it's a walk. It's not a run. It's not a standstill competition, but it is a walk by faith. And three lessons for you and I this morning. To walk or live by faith is to hold on to the hope that Jesus gives us. But again, it is easier said than done. After all, we are surrounded by trials, troubles, sickness, suffering, and tragedy. It is easy to live by sight when you are surrounded by trouble, when you are surrounded by suffering, when you are surrounded by sickness, and somebody in your home is sick. It is easy to live by sight. It is easy to walk by sight. It is easy to go by the flow of things and not put our faith in God. I'm reminded of George Mueller and his wife Mary, and they ran an orphanage. And one day, George Mueller's wife Mary came to him and told him that they had run out of milk and supplies for the next day. And George replied very calmly, he said, "Come, let's pray." And so he, his wife, and a few helpers who helped him run the orphanage held their hands and began to pray. And as they finished praying, they heard a knock on the door. And someone dropped an envelope with money in it. A little while later, there was another knock and another envelope. Another knock and another envelope. And before you know it, they had enough money, not just for the supplies the next day, but for the next month and the next 6 months. That is walking by faith. Faith is looking up when circumstances say otherwise. Faith is looking up when troubles press in. Faith is looking up when the ground behind, underneath you is sinking and pulling you in. They chose to walk by faith and not by sight. Firstly, the first lesson you and I need to learn in our walk by faith journey this morning is don't fixate on things, on what you see. Don't fix it on what you see. Don't fix your eyes on things that you see in the natural. It is easy to focus on what's happening around us and think that's all there is to it. When things turn for the worse in our lives, it's tempting to think everything is going to fall apart. And no need to trust in Jesus. But like you and I heard that song and we sang that song this morning, do you feel discouraged? Are you burdened? Trust in Jesus. But for followers of Jesus, we have to take a different approach to life. rather than focusing on what is happening around us, we need to look up to Jesus. We need to put our past struggles aside and turn our attention towards God. Now, that doesn't mean you and I ignore what's happening around us and say, you know what? It doesn't matter. There's no money in our home. It doesn't matter. There's a sick person in our home. It doesn't matter. It is not ignoring the circumstances and situations, but rather it's being in a real world where you have real circumstances and situations and problem. And yet you and I choose to look up and not around. What it means is you do not let your circumstances dictate your faith, but rather you let your faith override your circumstances. Amen. You don't let your circumstances dictate your faith, but you let your faith override your circumstances. This is easier said than done. I know it. Trust me, I do. My wife and I have experienced situations, and if you talk to me and my wife, we can testify countless times how God came through. And one of that was when our son was really little. And you've heard this before, but let me repeat it again. For those of you who've heard it, forgive me, but listen. When our son was small and we had to run through medical tests and difficulties and struggles, and he had to get an operation, that shook us. We felt like the ground underneath us moved and we were sucked in. He was little, now he's not little anymore, but that happened and it shook us to the core. But if it was not for people like you who stood around us and encouraged us, prayed with us, built our faith, I see many of you here, and I'm grateful and you know that. If you didn't pray along with us, didn't stand by us, our faith would not be lifted. And we would not be able to continue to walk in faith. We would not continue to walk in faith and see the hand of God provide. Not just provide the doctor, not just provide the hospital, but provide every single money, every single paisa towards our son's surgery. You talk about faith? That is what faith does. That is what real faith can do. If you and I will choose to walk in faith, you and I will see the hand of God in our lives and through our lives. He never fails. Jesus never fails. Let me say that again. Jesus never fails. Hallelujah. He never will and he never has. To live this way, we learned. You taught us by standing with us, praying with us. You taught us the importance of spending time with God. And we need people to stand by us, to teach us. Because on our own, on your own, on my own, we could never continue this walk of faith. On our own, on your own, we would never be able to win this fight. On your own, on my own, we could never overcome this storm. This walk of faith is not done alone, but it's done when you and I surround ourselves with people and worship God and give Him glory. So the first thing, we fix our eyes on not just what you see. The application for you this morning is simply to surrender like Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. We know the story of Abraham. God calls him, says go, and he goes. But I begin to think, as I was preparing this, what if Abraham asked, Lord, where am I going? No, I have a wife and you need to tell me where I'm going. I'm old. I can't take this adventure anymore. You're not saying where I'm going. You're not going to say what I'm going to do. This is not for me. This is not my cup of tea. Can I pass it? I'm going to pass it. What if Abraham said that? Well, that's not what you and I read in our Bibles, do we? God said, go. And Abraham, the Bible says, followed God. He put his faith and trust in God and he followed. He could have fixed his eyes around situations. the challenges that could come, the adventure that was there, the struggle that was there, not knowing where to go, not knowing what he's going to do. But rather he chose to fix his eyes on God and he walked by faith. Secondly, keep your eyes forward. Keep your eyes forward. You know, when you and I walk, we don't look back and walk. I don't know anybody who can look the other way and walk the other way. If you know anyone like that, please help them meet me. I want to know how they do it. Where you look in one way, but you walk in another way. And you walk confidently. You do everything all right. When you and I walk, we look forward. Instead of fixing our eyes on the circumstances and looking back at our past failures, you and I are called to walk by faith and to look forward. It's kind of like of a race. When you're running, the last thing you want to do is look behind, look around, and see what's happening. If you do, you will slow down and you cannot run to full speed while looking behind you. Also, you put yourself at risk of falling down, tripping over yourself when you don't look to the front. That's what happens when you look around and you start celebrating too early, or you look around and you wonder, what is happening to me? Why me? It's a race. And you and I are called to look forward. You and I are called to look at the prize the Bible says that Jesus has in store for us. You and I are called to fix our eyes on Jesus. We fix our eyes on the prize that lies for us in eternity. If we look back, we'll quickly forget what Jesus has done for us. We will stop living and focusing and trusting on God. To live by faith or walk by faith means to continue to strive forward in God, forward in all that God has for us in the life here and in eternity. Keep your eyes forward. Look ahead to the prize, to the goal. Walk with your eyes forward. Application for you and I is to refocus on trusting God. Don't get consumed by the circumstances and situations around us, but rather keep your eyes on Jesus. Fix it on Jesus as you move forward in this journey. Just like Esther, just like Daniel, just like others in the Bible who had different situations, difficult circumstances, they could have fixed their eyes on those circumstances, just sat still and done nothing. But they chose to fix their eyes on God. They chose to walk the walk of faith. And you and I read in our Bibles how God helped them, how God gave them success, how God brought them victory. So firstly, don't fixate on things you see. Don't fix your eyes on things that you see. Secondly, keep your eyes forward. And finally, this morning, you and I must remind ourselves of what is true. You and I must remind ourselves of what is true, and nothing is more true, nothing is more great, nothing is more fulfilling than putting our hope and faith in the promises that God has for us. You've heard this before. God has a promise for every single day of the year. You and I don't need to worry. You and I don't need to be afraid. You and I don't need to struggle and fight, because he has a promise for every single day. Again, it's easy said. Put your hope in God. It's easy said. Trust in God's promise. It's easier said than done. But let me ask you this morning, has Jesus ever failed you? Has Jesus ever left you alone? Has Jesus ever turned and walked away? If he hasn't, then he's not going to do it now. If he hasn't done it before, he will not do it. He doesn't intend to do it now. So you and I can certainly put our hope and our trust in him. To walk by faith, we must continue to remind ourselves of what is true in the promises of God. You know, we so easily forget everything that God has done for us. That's our nature. That's me. I can forget what you've done for me. I can forget how you've helped me, but I remember what I did for you. And that's the same thing that happens in our relationship with God. We forget everything God has done for us. But when you walk into a trouble, when I walk into a trouble, the first thing I do is, Jesus, you know, last time I did this. Jesus, last time when they said, this need is there, give offering. I gave offering. I gave the best I had. I remember what I did for God, but I fail to remember what God has done for me. And it's easy to forget that. Because the world around you tells you and me that I am more important. And so we remember what I have done, but we fail to remember what God or someone else has done for us. Every follower of Jesus must remind themselves of what God has done for them. This means that you and I regularly spend time with God in prayer and studying His Word. It is the only way you and I can walk by faith and not by sight. Studying God's Word, spending time in prayer is the only way that you and I can walk and live by faith. To walk by faith is not enough. To believe in God's Word and that His promises are true is simply not enough either. What you and I need to do is act our belief. Put our belief into action and stand on God and God alone. When what we believe overflows into what we live by, then our faith is made complete. When what you and I believe overflows into how you and I live, how you and I act, then our faith is made complete. James chapter 2 and verse 22 says, and is counted to us as righteousness. So remind yourself of the promises that God has given to you and I. And in reminding ourselves, the third application for us this morning is to stand on the promises of God. Amen. I thought somebody would clap, shout a hallelujah. Stand on the promises of God, not on the promises of man, not on the promises of anybody, on anything, but you stand on the promises of God. The more you and I apply the promises of God every day to our lives in our everyday battle, the more our faith will be strengthened. So you don't fix your eyes on what you see, but you surrender. You don't look around, but you look forward. And you trust God. You refocus and look at Jesus. And you and I need to remember His promises. Stand on the promises of God. If they've never failed you, they will never fail you now. I'm reminded of this tightrope walker who has his eyes fixed at the end of the rope. And you heard him as he's walking, he's praising God. He knows the reality. He knows the reality, right? If he falls, dead, 6 feet under. But he also knows that he fixes his eyes to the end and continues to walk, he will get through. As Christ followers, you and I need to keep our eyes on eternity and on Jesus as we walk this walk of faith. So walk by faith and not by sight. When you see what is in front of you, when you see in front of you, it isn't as it seems. God has something better. So step into that story and you'll be glad you did that. Faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we do not. This morning, it's a simple challenge. A challenge to walk by faith and not by sight.
Thanks for listening to this message from AG Kolkata. We hope you would stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using @AGC Kolkata. We would love to know how this message has touched your life. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing us at stories@agkolkata.org. Hope you have a great week ahead.